At the 2012 Corn Utilization Technology Conference, I'm visiting with Ron Saylor. And first of all, Ron, tell me where you're from, what you do.
I'm coming from the University of Arkansas. I'm a research assistant professor, and I study transgenic approaches to control aflatoxins in corn.
Well, this subject seems to have generated a lot of interest here at this conference, and it's the first time we've really had a focus on it. What are some of the things that you're doing that corn growers would be interested to know? Because we've already talked about some biological controls, and in your case, this definitely is a like I said, obviously a big issue and one of real concern right now.
Yes, given that breeding for resistance to this problem is extraordinarily difficult, we've taken another approach to you inserting some very potent antifungal transgenes into corn to try to address the problem and provide resistance to this pathogen and potentially resistance to other pathogens as well of corn.
How would you describe how your research is going to try to accomplish this?
It's going reasonably well. It's going steady. We've got one transgene in. I've been working on that, and I'm going to start a new project here when I get back from this meeting.
So if as you work forward, we see that this type of approach can be very successful, what do you think is kind of the potential as you look ahead?
I guess optimally, I would hope that eventually the seed companies would adopt this as one of their stacked traits to have some broad pathogen resistance in corn. So I guess that would be the ultimate cherry on the top. So,
Well, I was not here for all the session. Just kind of curious, and I know you've probably maybe interacted with some of the other folks here. You know, what kind of questions do they ask you? Or I mean, if you had some where they've shown some real interest in what you're doing?
Actually, I have. The growers are interested in this because it's something new. It's for southern corn growers, it's a recurrent problem. It limits acreages and it just hasn't gone away. And so they're looking for something, a new approach. And so the growers have been interested in it. I've gotten a lot of interest in this.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've talked to a number of them myself, and this what they like about this conference is the chance to see all of you researchers together to kind of see what is being done, which ultimately they may be able to take advantage of. So thank you very much, Ron Saylor with the University of Arkansas, one of our presenters here at the 2012 CUTC. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.